Good morning. I'm Dr. Kelly Arviso. I am the granddaughter of Dr. Senator Pinto. I've been asked to give the eulogy, and so we'll start here. Do you know me? My grandfather would often ask this question to people he knew, and then he would just wait long enough, and he'd start laughing and smile and have that twinkle in his eye, and then he'd respond, "You know me, I'm John Pinto." The Honorable Senator Dr. John Pinto was born December 15, 1924, in Lupton, Arizona. His parents were Jim and Ellen Goodluck Pinto, and he was to be the oldest of seven children: Wilson, Annie, Eleanor, Benny, Elsie, and Juan. He was of the Black Sheep Clan, born for the Red Running Into Water People Clan. He grew up in a different time. The Indian Citizenship Act had passed of June of that year, and this act granted Native Americans born on U.S. soil the right to citizenship. It was a time before many Native Americans were even able to freely vote. It was before the Second World War and at the beginning of the Great Depression. He told us a story about living in Gallup with his parents when he was young. He described living in a shack, and there were holes in the wall that they would cover it up with cardboard. He described being hungry and walking into town looking for food. He found food in a dumpster, but for that he was even thankful. He was never shy about this. He did what he had to do. He began working at age 12 as a dishwasher at a local restaurant and stated, "I was glad they gave me a job." He never gave up. He eventually was enrolled in the Bureau of Indian Affairs, Fort Defiance School in Arizona. He spoke no English and had no previous formal education. They placed him in the beginner class. It was a class typically made of 5, 6, and 7 year olds. My grandfather was 12. He would laugh because he told us that they called me the big beginner. And he would laugh because that was the last time he was the biggest one in the room. He eventually moved to Torrance, California, where he completed his high school training with top honors in 1941. He enlisted in the United States Marine Corps. He told us he was the smallest recruit there. And while on the bus headed to California, another boy told him he was too skinny, he wasn't smart enough, and he was going to fail his physical. He would then say, "You know what? I passed and the other boy failed." He never gave up. He was eventually selected and trained as a Navajo code talker. He was amongst the second group of Navajo Marines trained. They prepared for deployment towards the Pacific, but the war ended, and he was eventually honorably discharged in 1946. He received the Congressional Silver Medal of Honor in 2001 for his services as a Navajo code talker. He returned home after that and resumed working as a dishwasher. It was there he realized, through seeing what he saw and the encouragement of his employer, that he knew he needed to pursue a higher education. And so he never gave up. He began working for the Department of Social Services. His job was to assist local social workers by driving them around and serving as a translator. He said on his first day of work, he remembered getting in this truck and he didn't know how to drive. But his job was to drive these social workers around and translate for them. He didn't tell them because he didn't want to lose this job. And so they taught him and he learned. He never gave up. It was during this time that he met his first love, Joanne Dennison Pinto. They eventually went on to have a family of 4, Flora, Cecil, Galen, and Karen. They were married for 65 years. Joanne passed away in October of 2017. Several months ago, my cousin Shannon took my grandfather to go get a new ID. When he was getting his ID, they gave him paperwork and asked him if he wanted to be an organ donor. He looked at my cousin and he smiled. And with a smirk, he said, "Nope, I want all my parts when I go see Mama." Their marriage was one of love, respect, and support. They never gave up. He returned to school at age 35 to get his bachelor's degree in elementary education, and then continued to earn his master's degree. In order to get his bachelor's degree, he had to pass an English A exam. He failed this exam 2 times. He wrote about this experience. He said, "I walked into the administrative offices and I talked to Sharon. She told me that if I did not pass this test this last time, I would not be allowed to graduate and I would be sent home. I cried. I then hired a tutor and I studied for 10 weeks for this test. I only missed 6 questions. And the next time he went to these administrative offices, he spoke to Sharon again, and she told him that I passed. I threw my books down, my hands in the air, and I cried. He never gave up. He then started working as a truant officer. And he described one time that he traveled out to talk to a specific family because the children were not in school. And he asked, "Why aren't you in school?" And they responded, "We don't have shoes." So he went and he bought them shoes. And he told them, "Now you have no excuse. You need to go to school." He encouraged them and many others alike, literally, figuratively, to pursue a further education. He never gave up. He was elected to the McKinley County Commission at the age of 46. And he saw that there was a need for not just the representation of Native Americans, but of other impoverished people. And thus he found his second love, the New Mexico State Senate. He was elected in 1976, and he held the position until the day he died. The Honorable Senator Dr. John Pinto was amongst the longest-serving Native American legislators in the country and the longest-serving New Mexico State Senator. Every time he went for re-election, even if he was unopposed, he campaigned diligently. We'd ask him why he did this. It was because he felt strongly that his job was important. He did not take any of his prior elections for granted. He was determined to prove his worth, to talk to his constituents, and to earn their trust and respect. He never gave up. To say he was a hardworking man was an understatement. Even as small children, my cousins vividly remember him sitting at a desk, in a hotel or in his office, or even at the kitchen table. He would work late nights and early mornings, getting up as early as 3 a.m. during session. He'd push for those 4 a.m. calls, and then he paused to even call you at 6 or 7 a.m. just to say hi. You would hear him in his sleep talking about this bill or that bill, or occasionally singing a song or two. As he got older, his commitment did not waver. Rather, the room lights got brighter and the words on the paper got bigger, but the stack of paper never got smaller. He never gave up. While in the Senate, he worked on hundreds, if not thousands, of bills and projects. And I will share with you one story from his analyst. In 2005, as the closing remarks on the Senate floor were being given, Senator Pinto was approached for help. There was a bill that was set to establish tribal infrastructure and provide funding that never made it to the Senate floor. The bill was brought to him, and he immediately knew what to do. He gathered staff, and he went directly to the Senate Majority Leader, Senator Sanchez. They spoke privately, and within minutes prior to the session ending, the bill was brought to the floor, and it passed. My grandfather walked off the Senate floor, hands in the air, saying, "We did it." Today, tribes still benefit from these funds, and he never gave up. On May 17, 2019, he was awarded an honorary doctorate in public service from the Navajo Technical University. He took this honor with great pride. It encompassed everything he stood for. When he was told about this, he sat in quiet reverence. I'm not sure what was going through his mind, but there was an expression on his face and a twinkle in his eye. He then began to joke, "Well, I'll start taking appointments for surgery after the ceremony." This honor helped bring his life full circle from an impoverished young boy to an accomplished old man. It was his greatest honor, and it was his last. He dedicated his life serving the people around him and his family. He was a public servant and a strong advocate for issues affecting Native Americans and people impoverished. It was truly a people's champion. He was also a good grandpa. He used to love to sing and could hit the occasional high note. He loved to listen to the radio loudly. You could hear him coming down the hill. He read the daily paper and always saved it for you. He asked you if you were registered to vote. His pockets were filled with change and the occasional bar of soap. And every time you left the house, no matter how old you were, he came to tell you to lock your car door, don't pick up hitchhikers, watch for cows on the road. He was so proud of his family, and he introduced you no matter what. It didn't matter if you'd been up all night or you just got into town. Wherever he was at, whatever venue he was standing in, he introduced you. He was proud. He taught us to never give up. What his family treasured most was the love and wisdom that he shared. He maintained a clear division for who he was as a senator and his responsibilities as a husband, father, and grandfather to everyone. And to all of us, he gave his utmost. The Honorable Senator Dr. John Pinto once said, "My philosophy is to be happy, to meet people, to love people, all races, because they all need help. They're going to need good water to drink, good food to eat, a warm place to stay, and they need good jobs. Those are the basic needs. And in striving others to find this, he never gave up."
Yat Eben She Evelyn Pinto in Shia to Data John Joanne Benatia, 1972 Yanga. Mato Hajan Halo AI, Francis Case of Apologies. Ako Shea Kian in Shino, Nanish Tachini was his chain. Cecil Gabe is in Nasha. To Fashino Lodo. Ato Sicily, Galen, Shata Flora. Copan said the case, Deja Karenda. Awe, Shadi Jane, how long? Or she you, but I'm not there. As you had and Fano Yagi. They had Nalaba, ha, had two, had shape out of Nat Kelly. Ada Hirao. Jones and Trashni. But the now watch a little. Oh, she shished, jump into a shished. Ashley can there. You know about it. Ato a yahi. Tara. Lacha. Kinna. State capital, Yahana Jaggy. Ate not so Spanaji, who honorable the Bacal. Spanaji. To Senator. To Abogadget Doctor. Badeta, Bishop, what I don't abogadget jump into. I could be at this Chiniki, Yahi, December 15th, 1924, Sasa Ande. To my Alan Goodluck Pinto. Jaya, Jim Pinto. Ado has called a la Chin. Pushy and large and Jaganda, Ado Hatsili Kedo Hadeja Kep, Wilson, Annie, Elnor, Benny, Elsie, and Juan. The Bessage in the Law. Nanish Eshachin Yadashin. Do you put the Shina die? She said, you see, Nebuchadan Dan Lagodaza, put the Shina Adishim, the Tratajan Jakri. Kotashi, the net, the needlini, since clearly the needlini don't die at under. Nichet at the bar chin there, it or die a yahi. Joko, had she lent the kai to an undata. Citizenship of yahi, but I had it after. I thought the light, a chinier and law. Ko. What are she betrayed to Cray? Though, I see the Nebuchadnezzar, the way now she betrayed to Crayla. Great Depression, the Sninigi, as you only add Nick at Jago. Although, Kong AI, short rations that they sneak and that, so she knew my son that need shader. What up, Deja, she understands Master. Posted step not long. I let again the evening there. I let out by the hot show. I couldn't share go. Yet I hit the zonzo. It began that you learned that but all. I thought they would the shinigi, yahi, could you see what old age can touch it? Nanjo, jaja. Mahado, jabber. I see, I see, I turn the way now. She, I run there, but car. We can talk, she be this time there. Had to be at our sergeant. So she called not so. Then the Mankata son, she but that is jail. Be in this time there. Oh no, I'm not in the end of the chin the big A. A conley can turn a shaw. A con a leg or the hat lady. Unspoken doesn't let you yonder, you think. We are she, a con betrahon jagashi, Gian beat the Haji Lonso. Dajetni le, what are she, but Yaho up. Adoshina Nishbadet Allah. Now kids are tapping a hojan. Torrance, California, go at Kainala. Ashit Ashishin Hola. Oh, what Abacato High School finish E. Lala. 1941, we finished high school. Ka. A Kotsata Allah, Bagat, Agat, Aho. Bahat Nihoshi. Nstra. Dobichet, United States Marine Corps, Atra, Ajiala, Ajashi, and Liz Eidla. A court is easy agent. A court, she kishi, touch kishi, hashi, hana, block, yehitlo. Nien, it's easy air. Don't so the air, hasn't it? Does she trot in after? Or she not had it all, not at all, eh? And that old Elsie Dasna. No, has a great lesson. They know Yan Island, there's Kia, Shay Loha. Add on the physical, add on the passy ladder. And let Tessin add on the passy ladder, knowing his madness and there. Add on a watcher. Ye none at this. Though a tra. Now, who could talk or shit? Trapped Nestra. Do a trapnava. Honorably discharged Pediliala, 1946. Do a Koshink and Hasli, Kobana, a quitted at engine state. A Kunda, a need to go. A call. Oh, you could talk as a Sassel at 2001 at that in the Yahi Congressional Silver Medal of Honor, Sapade, Sapeta. Sapada net, lean that stop. Pahiazi or ye, a astra. Isn't that yes, astra? Coat talkers and lean there. Adonna so de shi joshi nanish as an estra eto bikeda nanish radeta. A koti isn't done nishi. One nice master list is nice master list. Do patra hold net or less cheap it don't need. Adoshi to the honey pass. Eat nuns pass or less, but then in that dungeon. Adon the shi the spasso. Don't ask for her, no. I would end in the honest part of Hadronish, Chitternish. Oh, what a nun, Nijonet, a nun at this. Ah, Sampa Kachelot La Raad Raad and Schlinde, Joan Denison Pinto. Ada Shimbeta Shahotos Zin Adolchen Tra Dinchen Flora, thought Cecil, thought Jalen, thought Sharon. Could be. Kanti no ashla na khila na asho sikheo kha halia jo an e yahi yenis nat as October 2017 na ta nat e to nan na sondesh ti ani to Wish you as a shannon. But not least not us, not least in the ID, not all, next thing is no. To know she aqua. We ID that negotiate not to us. I couldn't ID kit the kid that in other thousand that draggy. Driver's license, a hard, you know. They ask you, you want to be a donor? I hope it don't need you. Dear, had in Zal. It's Ahoy dita, nzita. So, the inside egi, yadat egi, hoidat bada na aosh aako. Ahot aosh ina adikit, ahot aosh ina bebe chato zi. Nde do tanjun, aosh ina chitetlo, do ta. At ina ahad nisht al, mama badi shasnjun. Aish ina jo ane bitena. Upadit lo, asas yo yo pahne, bunalia halne to bechede ya dalne. This was one of them. Khati no shla na ke, wal khati anzoza. Ato e bachelor's degree hanini, teacher pa, elementary teacher. Edition go spa don't know but lacha or you with a master's degree nana ye nana tris akonde abitur na huis na hala to pelkanik achi yalti o ultkaji iya sha akonde oshi yu baka ite ultkate bakanda jaho English, especially his English. Na kida da shenge at eight no. Tago in da, tada na astlio in da. Passage laden. Kodo, big enash chaho hol jizdu no. Yen kis na halne. A kodi. A kona, one of, a kona sait na nish badet. Anigi a kona chun. Do that, I get a cat now, and that's all. Hot egit and then Nijet or Nichi Ninal Nichido Ninai Stratino a Stra, this Dino a Stra Benachilla, A. McKinley County Commissioner J. Yandi Loto, a Don Hans now, how old is Joe 18 she. It's a children in Glenigi. Now, the latter, the never turn the has eggy, which in the white naniggy. A partitioning under the shawl. No, a put up a hologies. I don't want to answer, I'm not soldiers. Opa has seen that I am away. Red Rocker. I should hold you such a cheat that's a hold you. South of Gallup. Archer. Naltos. Naltos is in a long hold you. I want a nice tape recorder. Jason needs, she. Typewriter, but just a thought. That was me. Typewriter, but just a thought. I thought about typing this in his secretary report for the Red Rock chapter. I don't know so much of this year. I don't know so McKinley County Commissioner Yandy Lodo. I don't know what you. I could be. Now I'm snail. Hold these. So. At Bada and Lady Gahi Jail. Oh, you bought the honey. Sataga, Allah. The Nahi, Yahanatao. That no, never that near or hold ye the Bada. Oh, but wind in ye. That no, the your old net. Yon hot name de da noda. What about the honey ho? A tada and she, a shade is kit. I thought in Nasol Jishiki a ya. To a corny tonda tau, Niji Eskio. He got his. We trust him and respect him, and we voted for him. Hashing of Jesus and his God, get your trust. Hot. Okay, but he never gave up. Ye nana tis. Ah, what on? Oh, Jesus. A call, Lishi Shachin, put on the Lee Hashing Yos Carton, the under Nagatle. A Conal sauce bills, they sniggy. He wanted to make sure they pass in yet Naga, Nayka, the Tao, a senator's done Lini. Ye pass, but they won't vote in the alien. But awful Jeej. At Illawit Alan Sonche, or at Abansaskis. I don't know what this is, though, eh, yahe, I need to go in, nare, East Osage, Ultra, but thou Ultra Agilia. La Nansend Osche. A condemn Hachino, you added Ultra do Ado, eh, yahe, did an honorary doctorate degree. But that Nini Badet, never cut none of what those that law. But that no, eh, he, babas, neto, eh, Aja, hot out by Lia. A good doctor, got doctor shit, didn't how she's take the dot, eh, as alien, Nahalonshing. And she that only stashino, the ye eat glutton. A cutty, she cares and long her whole year's door, squeeze along, whole year's door. Look at a yahi, eating yado, a chain lino, laugh below. Oh, you've been lucky. A copy of your agent, a doctor, but no. A cunt a yahi. Then lady Hanatato, the quitter asati. Yes. As I was sent that in quitter, a chin zedo, a jet lido, a chain lido, and nalin long. Machine is still. The answer case in there. Von der Ehe hält ja, aber drei. asatina halo aje ki benam nishto khoje acham ba hayani awanje na wa haki hot a pein na yila ko ti te es ko jo e yisi ben yenst to ne betrahona sha fiat e to yo ne Eshin yet. Tatara in the corner. Ah, Scopa, the one hit a yada. Ah, Scotin there. Pa. Eshin yat in. Twojo has lead on the Twojo. The Pachini, the Tlado lift in ye. Chianda. Yat eki, the Tado lift in ye. To anchito jo taito strato jo nehina atatoli nzo e yahi e rawi yaltkinde nan nista atatoli no ta e sezinde ko e kapetila atatilia anchito akaije So she slices in the goy, it's a dash your hand here today. She is a slice of the go on. So she had Tropa no cashing, need to hold no up. Go away to she club one no car. She on the she club one no up. But the she club one no up. She had Ado. A kate, she to be kate, the she's like my undertla. How I know she's like. But never know she's like. And she's like, hey, yado, but you know, that's something that I see her. No, papa, that was your dog, all these. Oh, and she's like, hey, yado, and she's like, oh, no, so. She would always have had a little bit. So, yeah, she's like, and then. And she's like, she's Ach, ich erinnere mich noch, was ist gewesen, der... Mother-in-law, da... ...ma bekehre es den dort, aber da... ...sie auch, wir haben mal noch, was ist gewesen, der... Yeah, thank you for listening to me, and thank you, family.
The first reading from 1 Samuel. Then Samuel asked Jesse, "Are these all the sons you have?" Jesse replied, "There is still the youngest, but he is tending the sheep." Samuel said to Jesse, "Send for him. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives here." Jesse had the young man brought to them. He was ruddy, a youth with beautiful eyes and good looking. The Lord said, "There, anoint him, for this is the one." The word of the Lord.
A reading from the Philippians. Always be joyful, then in the Lord, I repeat, be joyful. Let your good sense be obvious to everybody. The Lord is near. Never worry about anything, but tell God all your desires of every kind prayer and petition shot through with gratitude, and the peace of God, which is beyond our understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, let your minds be filled with everything that is true. Everything that is honorable, everything that is upright and pure, everything that we love and admire, with whatever is good and praiseworthy. Keep doing everything you learned from me and were told by me and have heard or seen me doing. Then God of peace be with you. The word of the Lord.
Aslahce bohnini bisin kista hojo na alto anadishne nikista hojo binde nzago hataino sigi dinet atsro nikhabes beta hozendo bohnini ndo dasigi khushde hatzi ado hat ida nikidat is ahe inda aheta no sengo atsroje so de zendo Na oka be daino kedigi digin gad bis beda honosen le. Akodiyin gad bits ado be ach in hojonasli ak edit o tilt atsro yilatit a Christ Jesus. Be ni hije inda ni in zikis ya ahalyado. Ak iso sits ado. Beta hos ai, ado, ndo lai, ado, dasadots ai, inda, ba na shago, dasotsagi, ba na kai. Akodiyin gad, be ache, hojonas li, nikit holondo.
The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he worked for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for my sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead. And they will hear my voice. There will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me. Because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This commandment I received by my Father, Jesus Anila. Say yat enan karinsha. Yat enan karea, vena, leyan nedo ar. Onan karigi, edonan karin leda. Ala the bed of bitter. My tsohade is rolo, edol kas, the bed's angel, yodol was. Adomai, so the best I said, this idol died. That's what by your daughter. But Nanike, as Lake and Asnes, I got a better deed. She, Anne, Yat, Enan's cardinal. That's what better son, Vidor Shadow's son. Shazasha, Senegit, ah, she thought, Shazabas son. She lay, say, not one not a dish are. None of the dance or the perholo, or could you at Hata? A store by shaft on this. Hala, a to the city's art. A sad old little bear could a son and scarlo, but a son and scarred it all this. Even as she's there, your shortener, Hala, say, not a dish, one not a dish are. αρωνάρετη στάρ. Αχέδος ανέδετο λίγα, ασε, σε νάτητη στάρ. Ασε, όλνε βατήλη, να σε χωστήλει άνατ, ασε πσε βατήλη, ενάτητη στάρ. Ή, όλνε λίγεια, σε ζέ, The Gospel of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, this afternoon we gather here in the Cathedral Church, a cathedral of Sacred Heart, and we do so in order to assist our brother, Senator John Pinto. We do so in order to assist him with our prayers. We entrust him to the Good Shepherd who came into the world and desired that no one would all people would come to desired that all people would come to salvation. We also gather and we pray for ourselves that our hope in the resurrection might be strengthened. And as we gathered at the doors of the church today, we sprinkled the casket carrying our brother's body in it. We sprinkled it with holy water. And what that reminded us was that on the day of his baptism, he had the stain of original sin removed through baptism. He was made a new creation in Christ. And because of this, he was allowed to call, able to call, God his Father, especially in the worshiping community where we all pray our Father. He was able to do this because through the waters of baptism, he became adopted son of God our Father, and he became a beloved son of the Father. The Father that desires that his son lose no one, that all people come to know salvation. So for the senator's baptism, on the day of his baptism, this was the moment that changed his life, changed it forever, and it changed it for the better, because he was a beloved son of the Father. John understood that first and foremost, because of this, because he was a new creation in Christ, he was called to live for Christ and for Christ alone. As we heard before the Mass began, so beautifully put, the senator spent his life in service of others, to his Navajo people, to his country, to his local, and to his state government. And he did this having it all animated, all of his work animated by his faith in Christ. Jesus, who tells us that he came to serve and not to be served. And the person who imitates this action of our Lord, just as the senator did, is truly blessed. Our Lord tells us that in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. When he says, when I was hungry, when I was thirsty, when I was homeless, when you gave me food, when you gave me drink, when you gave me shelter, you did this for the least of these, you did this for me. And we know that especially the work of the senator was so committed to making sure that people had clean water, they had food to eat, and they had good shelter. And our Lord says that blessed is the person who does this. The first reading, where we hear that David is called from his duties of tending sheep to be the king of Israel. And in the gospel, Jesus identifies himself as the good shepherd. These two readings were particularly important in the life of the senator, as he was one who at one time tended sheep and then was called to tend a new and much more important flock. His people, and the people of New Mexico. His selfless service was truly Christ-like. And again, our Lord says, blessed is such a person. As the casket carrying our brother's body was brought into the church today, as you notice, we also have this beautiful candle standing next to me. This is the Paschal candle, and the Paschal candle is a symbol of Christ, Christ who tells us that he is forever the light of the world, Christ who tells us that he came into the world in order to dispel the darkness of sin and the darkness of death. The Paschal candle is lit twice in a person's lifetime. First of all, it's lit on the day of baptism when someone becomes a new creation in Christ. And from that Paschal candle, a smaller candle is lit and entrusted to the baptized. He who is baptized is called to be a light of Christ in the world, especially on how he carries himself, especially in how he lives out his life, especially in how he comes to live for Christ and for Christ alone. And we know that the senator did that in a beautiful way, especially through service of people. And that is truly an imitation of Christ. So on the day of his baptism, when the Paschal candle was lit and the smaller candle was entrusted to his care, it was a symbol of new life in Christ. The second time the Paschal candle is lit on the day of the Mass of burial for our brother. And again, it becomes for us a powerful symbol. Again, a powerful symbol of new life. Jesus invites each one of us to come to him. Come to me, all you who are labor and burden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Learn from me. Learn to be selfless. Learn to serve others. And so the Paschal candle again today becomes that new sign of life, that light in which Jesus dispels all darkness, especially the darkness of death. The reason for our gathering today, first and foremost, is to pray for our brother. It's to pray for the deceased, to assist him with our prayers by entrusting his soul to the mercy of the Good Shepherd who desired all people to come to know salvation. But we also gather to pray for ourselves. We pray for an increase in the theological virtue of hope, a gift from God. We remember that our hope is in the Lord who made heaven and earth. And we ask our Lord to increase our hope in the resurrection, especially during this Easter season. And during this Easter season, we're reminded that on Good Friday, death did not have the final word, but in the resurrection, Jesus had the final word, and the final word is love. The final word comes from our Lord, who loves us so much that he came into the world to suffer, to die, and to rise, so that you and I and the world and our brother might know eternal life. So we pray for an increase in the virtue of hope. And friends, I conclude with these words of St. Paul. Speaking to the Thessalonians, he said to them, when you grieve, he said, do not grieve like a people who has no hope. But when you grieve, and it's okay to grieve, it's okay to be sad, it's okay to miss our brother. He says, when you grieve, grieve like a people who has hope, a people who is deeply rooted in Christ, a people who believes in the resurrection. That death does not have that final word, but the love of Christ has the final word. Let us assist our brother with our prayers. Let us pray that the Good Shepherd call him home and that he enjoys the eternal rewards of heaven. Rest in peace, our good and faithful servant.